In the final hour, the cash register was abolished. In the 46th minute, the first transparent clothing was worn out of doors. In the 47th minute of the final hour, prostitution became unnecessary. A monstrous orgy took place in the main office of the New York Times, after which a colossal hardcover evening edition was brought out containing all the news that had never been fit to print.
Lost Discs Radio.
Of all the dastardly luck, this is the final blow.
Cast your mind back 10,000 years, the world is dark and cold. They came from out of the skies, they came from out of the clouds. The people looked up and they saw.
Mark my words, folks, that's going to be ringing in your head. This song will be ringing in your ears for days to come. Kicking off the top of the hour here for our Doomsday Spectacular on Lost Discs Radio, I guess you'd say. That's Paul St. John with The Flying Saucers Have Landed.
The flying saucers have landed.
Right, that's the way that they planned it. Doc.
The way that they planned it.
Dr. Doug Brown is over there on the microphone as he, you know, because that's where, you know, when the world ends, Doc, there's going to be a big, like, imprint of your ass on that couch, right, where you sit every week with that microphone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a charred imprint. And Dr. and Joe Stack's on the phone line, well, there'll be a big charred imprint of the microphone on his phone patch.
But I could ask for no better tribute, really.
Yeah.
I'd like to open by saying it's been nice knowing you all.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had our fun, right? If the world ends.
World.
Come on. And, of course, we know what sort of a charred imprint Chesty will leave. And so, hey. Right. And by the way, Weasley Steve is in the studio. Not necessarily on the microphone, but that's all right. He'll give a shout.
Hey.
He's over there. He just to prove it. And so anyway, real quick there, Joe, I want to throw it back just in case you have anything interesting or at all that you want to say about Paul St. John. Right?
Not much of anything other than that originated on the Pi Records label way back when in the swinging 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, some good stuff there.
World for a long time now.
Some good paranoid sort of action there kicking off the top of the show. And, well, speaking of that kind of thing, you know, here's the thing. You can't really do an end-of-the-world spectacular without, at some point, dealing with the Eve of Destruction.
Right.
Now, this was like a number one song back in 65, right, by Barry McGuire. And am I right, Doc, that this was written by P.F. Sloan?
Yes, it was.
So we can't play the number one hit, but Doc, we ripped this off of one of your LPs. So why don't you talk about this real quick?
Sure, I got the good old Jan and Dean Folk and Roll. When Jan and Dean they covered along with their friend, good friend P.F. Sloan, who was involved with some of the was he the Fantastic Baggies or one of those? He was all there in the surf music scene.
Oh yeah.
Somehow they crossed over to do this folk album. And among the songs on there is a version from Jan and Dean of Eve of Destruction, you know.
Yeah.
They've also got the Universal Coward and Turn, 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 a couple other, you know, little standards there. But the Eve of Destruction is cool because they actually put in some, even though they weren't, I can't really tell. I think one of them wanted to do the social commentary. The other one was like totally saw it as a spoof. But they were able to redo some of the lyrics there. If you pay close attention, you'll see it to Southern California.
They switched out one of the lyrics toward the end of the song.
Yeah.
Is that right? So we'll check that out. And then, of course, we all know about the answer song from The Spokesman, which actually hit the charts, called The Dawn of Correction. But when we come out of this Eve of Destruction from Jan and Dean, we're going to go into another very little-known answer song. There were two answer songs, come to find out, at least. And the more lesser known one, the lesser more known one was The Dawn of Instruction by the Jayhawkers, right, on the Deltron label. So we've got some interesting stuff coming up right here, folks. We're just going to kind of get into it on our Doomsday Spectacular, the Lost Discs, right?
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring. And bullets loading, you're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? And can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation, and a handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Mm-hmm. think of all the hate there is in Red China. Then take a look around to Watts, California. You may leave here for 8 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Oh no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Record Ripoff.
Things aren't good, but getting better. Step aside, Mr. Doom Peddler. We don't believe in war. Don't take your gunning, not old enough to vote, but ain't young enough for running. We don't take a stand, and the rest will think we're funning, so we'll trying to say we can't live in fear, to see it your way. Fear will push the button, you're the kind of frightened. You'll sit around moaning while better men are fighting. Take a look around you, boy, it's hard to scare us more. And we'll tell you we surely feel we're at the dawn of instruction. If your blood's so mad, risk coagulation. Listen here, boy, you're in the wrong nation. We never quit, we know no variation. When human respect is disintegrating, griping alone can't bring integration. It takes working time to pass legislation. Some man will see we're all God's creation. So I'll tell you over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Surely feel we're at the dawn of instruction. Think about the hate in a grave digger, singing all the time. Please don't pull the trigger. You gotta be square to push ahead with vigor. Don't look at the sun, too bright's no way to figure. We listen to your kind, we sure be in a dither. You seem to be saying, join up with me and with us, so I'll tell you over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. We surely feel we're at the dawn of instruction.
Lost Disc Radio.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's a little too late for jokes now.
Rockin' Radio.
I said it was too late for jokes.
minute of the final hour, the Boy Scouts joined with the Girl Scouts in a new era of joy and experimentation. 14 millionaires were enticed with their Cadillacs into an innocent-seeming auto laundry where they were swiftly dismantled, cars and all, emerging 6 minutes later as 42 cases of dog food.
He sets his gaze into the glass sky, looking through red bloodshot eyes, and he cries. The medication in the hand glass, champagne through the wire, he hopes it'll take his pain away. It's too late to rectify yesterday. The protective bubble of his youth, she broke it with the deadly pin she called the truth. Grips in his hand as he makes supplication to a god he'll never understand. But it's too late to rectify yesterday.
That's the Doomsday Machine. See, right there. See what we're doing? See how that works right there off the Dot Records label? The actual Doomsday Machine with Too Late to Rectify. All right. And before that, it was the Jayhawkers on the Deltron Records label, some indie label out of I'm not sure where, with the Dawn of Instruction, the lesser of the known answer songs to the Eve of Destruction, because, of course, we kicked it off with Jan and Dean's version. There, where they reference what the riots in Watts, California,
right,
as opposed to the violence in, what was it, in the original Selma, Alabama?
Yeah, something like that.
Joe, what about the Jayhawkers doing this other sort of answer song that we don't really want to hear again necessarily?
Maybe you should play the flip on that.
I thought the spokesman Dawn of Correction was pretty bad, but man, come on, what's going on with these guys?
Well, what little I've found out is that this was one of several singles on the Deltron label, 65, 66 maybe. They seem to have been from the Detroit area.
Okay. I
guess on where the label was coming from.
All right. Fair enough, I guess. And then the Doomsday Machine. Now, we're a little worried about where these guys may be from, right?
Well, you know, I was trying to do... looking up on the Doomsday Machine, there's not a lot floating around out there, and we were talking during the mic check before the show about the reference that I had found to a single on the Dot label called Nobody Else, and you were saying, well, this is on the Dot label, but it's a completely different song, and, but it, you know, having listened to the other single, I think this is the same group. They sound a lot alike. I was trying to find stuff online. One commenter on 45cat.com claims that the band was from Kingsville, Ontario. And, well, there you go. That's
yeah, all right. So they may be, all right.
So, Joe.
Canadian reference.
Just a little word of caution here. You know, around this time here, before December 21st, I would be a little careful typing in the search terms Doomsday Machine. Just...
you're going to have a knock at your door tomorrow morning, right, Joe.
That's right.
All right, now speaking of people who get a knock on their door, we've heard in on the email now. Doc, we haven't even given out the email address. Why don't you do that before we forget, man?
Sure. Yeah, that's good. The email address is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Right.
Yeah, just discs with a C.
Spelled discs.
Lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
With the letter C in it, right? And this is Geezer Mountain has got us up there. Good old,
nice.
Good old Geezer's up on the mountain, got us there on the net feed. And he says, you know, he just couldn't miss it tonight before, you know, we all blow ourselves to kingdom come.
I have an image of him just hanging out in the hot tub at Geezer Mountain if he knew that the Rockets were coming.
It's what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's what he will be doing.
Drinking a beer.
And good old Kevin. Now, we're not sure who this is, but someone named Kevin out in Illinois getting us tonight on the internet feed, but also on his old Zenith Transoceanic in the brown leather case, the old B600L, right? That's like a 1957 model on that, and he's looking forward to Chesty's Christmas show, which is coming up next hour here, right, Dig? And Babs and Slick have now chimed in on the email. Thank God that they've chimed in, and that means they're getting us live tonight. They are tuned in, and they are psyched up, they say. And John in Mid-North Indiana, this is good old John Carver, digging that opening track with the flying saucers have landed there. That's true. Good old Cosmic Debris coming in with a reception report. Got a signal clear and allowed on 5110 KC this evening as he's writing this at 0316 UTC, right? He's digging that as he's contemplating the end of days and whatnot. All right, so people are coming in on the email unbelievably. Look, there's a few more. We've got Ken and Marlene. Now, these are some folks Canadian, right up Toronto way, hearing us on 5110 Stinko tonight, they say. So he's, once again, digging us on the internet feed. Right? See how it goes, folks, the way they dial us up. And good old Filthy Phil. Filthy Phil down in Arkansas, down from a good old KXUA, you know, where they play our show, you know, like once a month down there on KXUA on Sunday nights, right before the Plastic Magic Radio show. And he's digging a show and blowing kisses to Chesty all the way from Arkansas. Merry Christmas and Happy Doomsday there from Filthy Phil. You dig? All right, so now, Joe, these people, they demand their Doomsday rare vinyl, and we've got a real rarity coming up here from a group called the Vision of Sunshine. All right, some kind of a hippie folk rock group, and I man, what do you know?
Well, I know that they apparently were an LA group. They got that SoCal sound going down. You know, I guess a mixture of male and female lead vocals.
Okay,
They put out a full album,
yeah,
titled on the Avco Embus record label, which I guess wasn't around for too long. But not a lot. So they're like a lower tier, like Sunshine Psych band.
Yeah, actually, the album just got reissued last year on CD. Apparently, for the first time ever on CD. I don't know who's putting that out exactly, but we obtained a copy, and you know, it turns out to be kind of an enjoyable album, surprisingly enough. And here they are. You know, a lot of this stuff tonight for the show, folks. Good old Randy Tivins over at Rockin' Radio, the boss man there at rockinradio.com. He always wants these December shows to be the rarest of the rare. And I'm afraid not everything's really going to fit that bill tonight, you know, because we're also trying to do our Doomsday show. But this one fits the bill for sure, man, in both ways. The Vision of Sunshine exclusively for the end of the world on Lost Discs. Radio. Thank you.
down to the sea to find what you can find. Remember what a little girl said. You're sure to lose your mind. For she knows, 'cause she's been there once before. And she knows that we'll be back for more. And it really doesn't matter what you are. She'll guide you through shadows and to a star.
She wrote upon my wall one night reflections and the thoughts of her mind. And in a voice so meek but strange, she told my ears my eyes were blind.
For she's
only 10 years old, and she knows. Yes, she is only 10 years old, and she knows. And she's touched the face of God, and he knows.
Well, Jesus is a coming and I don't know when. But Jesus is a coming and I'm filled with sin. Cleanse my soul, wash my skin. 'Cause Jesus is a coming and it's hell to get in.
About that, I could have been driving along the highway and bam, the end of the world.
The first day there'll be lightning, the second there'll be hail, the third day break there'll be a big earthquake. So brother, forward your mail. The fourth day there'll be darkness, the last time the sun has shone. The fifth day you'll wake up and say, the world's real. Go! Rock and roll, you sinners, sing to save your soul. There ain't no room for beginners when the world rock and rolls. Rock and roll, you sinners, sing to be alive. There ain't no room for beginners when the world starts to jive. Daddy, daddy, daddy. One, sinner and you gotta string along. Hit me daddy with a 3-point frog. Rock. Sinners rock. Sinners roll. No hop, just guitar.
Rockin' radio.
There may have been some Jamba there.
Lost Discs Radio.
Look, man, if the world's coming to an end and me and my chick one-handed standing in front of a bar, that's none of your business.
I'm not a little boy, I'm left alone and love so many boys. I'm on the way, I'm underneath the floor. Like ice in the sun, I melt the way. Whenever she comes, I melt the way. Like ice in the sun, I melt away. I sit down in a chair and read a book as if I couldn't care. I must look, I see her everywhere. Like ice in the sun, I melt away. Whenever she comes, I melt away. Like ice in the sun, I melt away. She opens up her eyes as if to speak. She looks at me and I am weak.
In the 57th minute of the final hour, there was an abundance of nakedness and hopeful uncertainty. In the 58th minute of the final hour, all of the white-collar workers in the world called in sick. In the 59th minute of the final hour, all of the doors were ripped off their frames and hauled off to a roaring fire.
Hey, Maurice. Come here.
Hey,
here's Maurice.
The hanging. Humanity is a blind and crippled bird, staggering in a petrified forest of banks. In the 60th minute of the final hour, America was discovered, and the final renaissance of beauty and love began its eternity.
Oh, God, I heard myself yell. I started laughing hysterically, only inside I didn't feel funny.
Thank you.
the frightened foxes. See the hunchback in the park. He's blind and can't run for cover. I don't feel well. Hear my master's ugly voice. See the teeth marks on my leash. Only freaks know all the answers. I don't feel well.
Well, we had to do it, man. The West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band.
We haven't heard from them in a while.
Yeah, what? Yeah. That's off their first album, man. And the best part about that, Doc, and Joe, for all you fans out there for this type of thing, worth pointing out, that is the ripped from the mono copy of that said LP, right? Which is the superior mix. Come on, face facts, folks. You don't know what you're missing, right? But sure enough, off the,
now they don't.
Off the Reprise record label right there with 1906, of course, a reference to what? Come on, what's that a reference to?
To what? I was
song, Doc, this is a quiz for Dr. Doc Brown. The song is
the
called
question,
1906.
Oh, that's the name of the song?
That's the name of the song.
It's a reference to the earthquake, it's the fire.
Exactly. The West Coast Pop Art guys were a San Fran band. It's right. A reference to the great San Francisco earthquake of 1906.
And fire.
You dig?
Yeah, the fire was worse than the earthquake.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah. So and there before that, of course, it was the Status Quo, and that's, well, maybe sort of, if you want to think of it as an end of the world type song, Ice in the Sun, Whenever She Comes, I Melt Away. And the Tommy Steele before that with the Doomsday Rock, okay, on the Wham Records label. Man, and we kicked off that set with The Vision of Sunshine with actually a song called She Said. Where they're harping about Jesus coming, man.
Huh.
So there, now Tommy Steele, I know Joe Stax wants to talk about Tommy Steele. Come to find out, this guy was a British rockabilly wannabe type. Joe, come on, fill us in.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a big market in the wake of Elvis and, you know, rock and roll in America to find, like, homegrown British rock and roll. And you had your guys like your Billy Furies and your Cliff Richardses, and, you know, Tommy was the first one. The first one marketed as, you know, the British answer to Elvis. And, you know, Doomsday Rock, this one came out in 1956 in the UK on the Decca label. And he charted, at least in the UK, he did respectably, hit number one a couple of times, and so on. And then diversifying into things like acting, he was on Broadway. He did a movie with Fred McMurray for Disney. And, of course, the big one for me, he was in that adaptation of Finian's Rainbow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
And co-starring with Fred Astaire.
Here comes.
It was not a guy. But a guy named Don Franks.
Don Franks.
Don Franks. Hey, and if anyone out there in Lost Discs Radio Land can help a brother out with this one.
Yeah.
I am looking for a copy.
Hook a brother up.
Don Franks' album on the Cap Records label. Jackie Gleason presents No One in This World is Like Don Franks.
Wow.
Yeah.
For reasons I can't even begin to explain.
Okay.
But it has a lot to do with that whole Finian's Rainbow thing.
Well, all right. Now, a couple things on that, Joe. First of all, the copy of that Tommy Steele record that I have on the Wham label would not give you any indication that it was actually from a movie in the States. It was released as Rock Around the World in 1957, the original title being The Tommy Steele Story, right? Where he plays himself, obviously, in this flick. And
Tommy Steele.
I'm sorry?
Who better to play Tommy Steele?
Right. See, somebody knew what they were doing. In spite of the fact that, you know, obviously it didn't chart in the States, but...
After Charles Lawton turned him down, you know.
Yeah, well, nevertheless, the Doomsday Rock there from Tommy Steele. And speaking of Don Franks, it's worth mentioning, because this is going to come up later, I think, in Chesty's show, that occasionally we like to dig this AM 740 out of Toronto, all right? And a few years ago, Don Franks Joe had a weekly program. I think it was like Tuesday nights or something. Don Franks would do this weekly thing. And, you know, like around 7, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And I don't think he's doing it anymore. But, this goes back maybe about 7 years ago or so. We would catch Don Franks on the old AM radio there out of Toronto on AM 740. Do you dig that action?
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah. So, yes, we dig Don Franks around here, man. You know what I'm saying? And something weird. What's going on, Doc Phil? What's going on with Polly the dog in the studio?
Polly went to the bathroom and went to the bathroom.
Ah.
She went to the bathroom and went to the bathroom.
That's twice.
That's pretty good.
That's
though.
Twice tonight, actually. Right before you got here, we had to clean up a major
in the bathroom, though.
Major situation. No, she knows what she's doing.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You got to get her a little stepladder.
A resident studio dog, folks, as you
know. You need a ramp.
She's out of control sometimes. Hey, real quick on the emails here. They're coming in still over at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, where people are spelling the word discs with a C, apparently. And Geezer Mountain says, he's right. He's in the hot tub tonight with a cold beer and a big middle finger pointed toward the sky. Okay. Oh, my God. Todd in Pittsburgh. Yeah, very excited for Chesty's radio show coming up next hour and looking forward to the end of the world. Right? Hey, why not? He's drinking something, too, we know. And good old Jason, okay? Dig this. Jason listening tonight from the frozen hellscape of Edmonton, Alberta. unfortunately, on the internet stream, apparently not getting the RF on 5110 kilohertz shortwave. Right? And, of course, everyone's looking forward to Chesty's Hour, man. This is exciting. yes. And Rissa loves the instrumentals. What? Do we play any instrumentals tonight? I don't think we did. So, in other words, Rissa's not listening to the... She's not listening to this show. So, good luck over there, whatever she's on tonight. Mike in downtown Keswick is also up there digging and sipping his gin and tonics while digging the show tonight. And, wow. Hey, it goes without saying that we are doing this not just for Area 51 on 5110 kilohertz, but also for rockinradio.com, folks, where you should be over there digging all of the rarest of the rare stuff for this month of December 2012. Get over there before the world ends, you know. It is the RLT Archives Music Magazine. The Boss Man, Randy Tibbins, and the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips this month. You don't want to miss that. Of course, we're over there, and Chesty's Xmas Pixis, which is coming up next hour, and a fifth hour over at rockandradio.com, the RLT Archives Xmas Hour. You dig? What now? Speaking of digging, we're going to go into our last set here, Joe, for the end of the world, man, and if we don't see you again, Joe, it's been a sweet ride, man. Thanks for everything.
It has been a gas.
Right. And we're going to kick off this set here with the Stone Ponies. You know, yes, of course, this is Linda Ronstadt fronting the Stone Ponies, man, on the Capitol label, 1968. With the new Hard Times, folks. And we will see you next month. Off this radio.
I scan the mirror. Is there no escape? He will show you lines that time has etched into your face. And all around the edges, life is turning gray. And you can no longer turn your head the other way. And a new hard times are here. And a
stars of you on the other end.
Jimmy, what do you think?
You know what I think? I think you and you and you and me are sitting ducks on ground zero.
I think you should just calm down.
To get sick from watching my TV. Been checking out the news till my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess, sure enough. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess.
And I'm waiting, I'm hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them tell. There's no way to delay that trouble.
Wednesday I watched the riot. I seen the cops out on the street. I watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. I listened to reports about the whiskey passing around. I seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. I watch while everybody on the street will take a turn to stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn.
Oh, I'm a watcher and I'm a waiter.
Thank you.
First thing will be a white light that'll blind us. Then a hot flame that'll burn out.
Take it easy.
But that's not all. Even the air you breathe will be deadly. Everything you touch will give off radiation. Ever hear of Hiroshima? And you won't hear it. It'll happen suddenly. There'll be no warning.
Yeah, you got it. Time machines.